Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I just got to give a shout out to our great military. All you guys in bases in the Middle East, you know, they're our big fans, man. The military love Mouthing Off, Jeff. And I just want to give the guys and girls in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, all over the Middle East, and throughout overseas. We're in 168 countries and every U.S. base that God made.
I'm very proud to be on Armed Forces Radio Network, and I want to give my appreciation to all of the people that serve as well. I hope that everybody's doing all right over there. It looks like we're not a politics show or a world event show, but it looks like things are going pretty good over there. So you guys stay safe.
Yeah, we're like our military. We shoot back.
Listen, the NBA Finals wrapped up. The Stanley Cup Finals wrapped up. I was wrong about both of them. I'm not afraid to admit that I was wrong with the Stanley Cup Final. I look like an absolute idiot because Florida...
And you're a puck guy.
I know. I just thought Edmonton, 2 years in a row with a player like Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
I'll bet on a Canadian against a U.S. team. Are you nuts?
I never put a bet down. I just felt like there was no way they were going to lose it 2 years in a row. That one, egg on my face. Now, the NBA Finals, also wrong, but I don't want to make excuses, but this Tyrese Halliburton remaining healthy throughout that game changed the series. We will never know, but I was wrong nonetheless. To the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Florida Panthers, congratulations to both of you. You're champions in your sports, and Lord Stanley Cup and the Larry O'Brien Trophy are hoisted. Eddie, fun show today. We're going to get into the NFL, MLB, NBA, NASCAR, WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week. It's going to be a fun show. I look forward to it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is Mr. Steeler. And, you know, he's really tight with, as he says, Coach T, Mike Tomlin. And he said that he talked to Tomlin on an ongoing basis, as well as Arthur Smith, who I want to send our condolences from Jeff and Eddie to you, Coach. On the passing of your father.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. This can go either way, as we were discussing before the show. I cut Eddie off and he got mad at me because I said every time we talk about something before the show, it loses all of its steam going into the show. And he wanted to talk about whether Aaron Rodgers was going to be one and done as a Pittsburgh Steeler this year.
I mean, he's going to be 42 this year, Jeff.
That doesn't mean anything. If you are he's not a mobile quarterback. He's a gunslinger. So if you can stay protected and his arm still works, I feel like my arm worked enough. It worked. My arm was as good at 42 as it was at 28. Now, can the same thing be said about Rodgers? Now, granted, my arm was nothing like his. But I don't feel like there was a ton of loss. It was basically the running for long periods of time and the recovering from the big hits. Those are the things that are going to really be the settling factor on whether Aaron Rodgers can play two seasons. He's not playing more than two in Pittsburgh for sure.
Well, no. You know what I loved about him today? And everybody said, well, he's not going to mentor anybody. He's not going to do this. First thing out of his mouth. Well, you know, I really like that Will Howard. And he said, what a great attitude and what a talent. And he said, you know, I don't want to impose on anything, but, you know, anything you want to ask me for my 20 years of quarterbacking, I'll teach you. I want to mentor him and I want him, because he said this guy is so talented. It's unbelievable. I told you that Will Howard's very talented. And I think the Steelers got steel with this dude, man. I'm not kidding.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's going to be great. And what a perfect situation if Aaron Rodgers can play this season and next season and maybe even all of this season and then half of next season and they hand the reins over to Will Howard. What a perfect scenario for a kid like Will Howard. And by the way, I want to say this about Aaron Rodgers, and not only him, but any guy that they say, well, he's not good. He's not a good mentor. He didn't mentor the guys. That's not a skill that you develop, mentoring people. It's something you either have or you don't have. None of them want to, because you're basically training the guy to take your job. But at the age of 40 and realizing, you know, his career is over.
Well, it's behind him. His best days are behind him.
They're going to play him.
He knows that. And he's the first guy to admit it. But you know what's great about him?
Hmm.
He knows that.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell him that. He said, you know, the press sucks so bad. He said, I'm not going to miss the press, period. He said, you've been invasive in my life for 20 friggin' years. And he said, I can't wait to walk away from you guys. But he said, right now, I'll do whatever I'm asked to do because I'm a professional.
And always has been. And he has been dragged by the press, and he gets dragged for nothing that has to do with football. He gets dragged because he doesn't want to take the vaccine. And then he gets dragged because he's going down and taking ayahuasca in the off season. This isn't a guy.
And he hid his marriage. You know what he said about his wife, Jeff? His wife said, you know, this press has bothered me. He said, well, turn around and flip him a bird. Let him have that picture.
Yeah. Well, she would fit perfectly in the Rogers mold because I feel like he likes to give the bird to the media as well.
But what a guy for Pittsburgh. He understands coming from the great Green Bay Packer franchise to another storied Pittsburgh Steeler franchise. He recognized. And he's got respect for Terry Bradshaw. He wouldn't wear number 12 because of Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
He's wearing number 8 again out of respect. And he said, I can't wait to meet all the legends of Pittsburgh. He said, because they got a lot of them.
They do. And, you know, this is – Aaron Rodgers is in a position now where he can't really fail. If he gets injured, he gets injured. He's an old man in football standards. If he – takes them to the playoffs and they lose in the first round, they had a great season. If they win the Super Bowl, he can literally make it rain all over Pittsburgh for the rest of his life. So he's in a no-lose situation. The losers in all of this are the New York Jets, who couldn't figure out a way with no replacement to take over for Aaron Rodgers, didn't figure out a way to give this guy an opportunity to actually play in New York. And man, am I going to be rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers to make it to the Super Bowl next year so hard just to stick it to the Jets and the way they handled it. I like Aaron Rodgers. I've never met him in person.
Well, he's a great, you know something? He's nothing but a professional.
Yeah.
And he's a great player. He's not a good player. He's a great player. First ballot Hall of Famer. And that's not a lot of guys he could say. But you know what he said today? He said, I can't wait till they get that TJ signed. And he said, that's coming. Well, you can't let a Hall of Famer like TJ Watt not be signed, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, well, I guess they were dealing with so much Aaron Rodgers stuff, they had to wait to get TJ signed. So him putting it out there, hey, put your signature, put your John Hancock on this paper.
The way he talked today, they already knew that he was going to sign.
Aaron Rodgers?
He just had to get through what he was dealing with. And he never said what he was dealing with besides getting married.
Yeah.
That
getting married, doing the Joe Rogan show, doing the Pat McAfee show. I mean, yeah, the guy's had a lot of trauma going on in his life. I feel like
when you're Aaron Rodgers, you can pick and choose your drama.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool.
I feel like this whole thing was sort of we want to do this in private and we're not going to tell the media anything, which is the last thing you want to do because it turned into a media firestorm. I think they were negotiating how things were going to work out until not too long before he finally signed in Pittsburgh.
He was on the phone with Tomlin and Arthur Smith all the time. He said, I love those two guys. He said, you couldn't keep me from Pittsburgh, pretty much, you know?
Well,
I mean, it's a story franchise. When he was with the Jets, what kind of history you got? Joe Namath, that's it. I mean, the Jets suck. The franchise sucked. Everything about the Jets sucked. But the Packers and the Steelers, they got a lot to talk about.
When you're the second best team in New Jersey, that's a problem, and the Jets are. Bill Belichick, the media also
they can't leave him alone.
The media also likes to chase him around. Bob Kraft should have stood by the coach. Belichick's 15 wins away from cementing himself as the GOAT, and they could have kept him in New England. I don't know what happened there. What a weird situation. They move on from Tom Brady. They bring in Mac Jones. It doesn't work out up in New England quickly. It works down in Tampa quickly for Brady. That team was built and ready for a Hall of Fame quarterback to come down, and that's all they needed. That Tampa Bay team was literally a quarterback away from becoming fantastic, and obviously,
and New England tries to do the DEI crap and hiring that stupid coach who couldn't coach, and he looked like it. He acted like it. He worked like it. They sucked really bad. Thank God Grable was available, because he has a work ethic. Or you think he learned it from Belichick?
Yeah. Well, Vrabel had a shot in Tennessee to make things happen.
Oh, they screwed him. You talk about getting screwed. Oh, my God.
This is a tale as old as time, though. You take your first job. It doesn't go well. You move on. It's the same thing that happened with Belichick. We remember the Cleveland Browns, Belichick. He was terrible. So I think that Vrabel's going to do great in New England. I don't think they're ready to compete at this exact moment, but I feel like this is a team that sees a good future with him as coach. We got a lot more NFL to talk about, Eddie. We didn't get to in this segment, but we're going to carry it over to the next segment. I'm very excited to talk about what's left on the list here. So fun to talk about the NFL in, what is it, June? We're not even in July yet. They're doing
many
camps.
And they're making news.
I mean,
they're making headline news, which is, hey, it's like I said, their marketing guy, he needs a pay raise.
Yeah, it's somebody's doing something right in the NFL. I mean, it is the most favored American sport at this point, so obviously it's going to be talked about. But I don't remember. I remember 25 years ago working at ESPN when football season was over. We didn't talk about it that much until the draft. And then when the draft was over, we didn't talk. We never talked about mini camps. We never talked about all
no,
the stuff.
Was it.
They're doing
it
a great job of keeping the stuff out in the news. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I smell the heat coming from the Falcon locker room right now. Kirk Cousins is getting ready to scat. And it's going to be big news. He's going to say, hey, you need to release me like right now. I'm not backing up this jackass. And that's just the way it is.
I guess New Orleans is the best landing spot for Kirk Cousins unless he wants to take a backup role. And I can't understand. I guess really, if he's going to take a backup role, he should take a backup role on a team where he's not the best quarterback and the Falcons won't be that team. Hey, Eddie, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go over to odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Kirk Cousins, call Lenny and get you some boots because you got to walk on out of there, boy. And, you know, when you look at the Falcons, they're their worst enemy. They got rid of great players and great coaches.
I don't really understand what happened. I mean, it all goes back to Matt Ryan. That's the last time I feel like the Falcons were good. They've drafted this Pitts that's a phenomenal kind of, he's a tight end, but he's more of a wide receiver. They had a defense in place. I don't know what happened. They've really, really
bad coaches.
Mishandled, it says right here on the page, and that's exactly what they've done. They've mishandled this.
Absolutely. And when you look at Arthur Smith, they let Arthur Smith leave Atlanta when they had Kirk Cousins to come in. I mean, the perfect guy. Why don't you ask Aaron Rodgers what kind of coach Arthur Smith is? And, you know, that's a real legend and a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, hey, Tomlin was glad to take him.
I just don't understand how you rebuild, but they didn't do a rebuild. They tried to bring in guys to kind of man the quarterback position, and it clearly hasn't worked out. So maybe this is the time for them to trade Kirk Cousins. I can only think of really New Orleans is the only place I feel like has a real desperate need for a quarterback.
No, but they're going to go with that the kid they drafted out of Louisville. You know, why in the hell do I need to bring in excess baggage? Let me start new. I mean, Kirk Cousins, what is he going to win? 2 games in New Orleans?
I don't know. Honestly, you're right. They're also sort of on the cusp of a rebuild, although they are doing sort of the same things that the Atlanta Falcons are doing. They've still got some big name offensive weapons on that team that they've also mishandled.
Blocking.
Well, that's the story of every team that is not winning championships in the NFL. The team with the best guys up front on the offense and defense are the best teams. Tom Brady, had he played for the Falcons, would not have been Tom Brady. If he would have played for the Jets, he would not have been Tom Brady. You've got to have.
Yeah, but he didn't.
He didn't.
I mean, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass.
Arizona, anticipating a big season out of Marvin Harrison Jr. This is something that I don't know if it's a quarterback problem because supposedly, I mean, their quarterback looked great when he was coming out, got hurt, hasn't really been the same guy. Marvin Harrison Jr. obviously heralded coming out of Ohio State and they expect great things out of him, but it depends on whether or not the ball gets to him, whether or not he catches passes. And Arizona is a team that vexes me. I feel like they're a team that on paper
could do something
is
good.
Pretty good. Yeah. With Kyler Murray, they don't have any glaring issues to me. So I'm interested to see what happens in Arizona. If you ask me whether they would be 11-6 or 6-11, I wouldn't be able to tell you at this point, but what they are looking for is more production out of Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's kind of, you notice that for years after Kurt, what was his name? he won the Super Bowl with the Rams. When Kurt Warner was with the Cardinals, they got a lot of press because they won.
Yeah.
But then when he left, it was all about Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now, well, one wide receiver can't take you to the promised land.
No, you need a quarterback.
And now they're doing the same thing with Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
Well, where is he going to take you? All you got to do is double cover him, and he's done.
As I said, I have no idea what's going to happen in Arizona. They were on the up and up, and then all of a sudden, you know, obviously Murray getting hurt didn't help. But I have no idea what's going to happen in Arizona this year.
The ones that are driving me crazy is the Bengals.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama in Cincinnati right now.
Drama USA.
Yeah.
They even tried to screw the number one draft choice, changing the contract. They won't even give, the leading sack guy in the NFL a pay raise.
Yeah.
Or a contract.
I don't know what to say about Cincinnati either. That's a team that I really had high hopes for. They were in the Super Bowl a few years ago. They look like world beaters with the kid quarterback. All they got to do is surround him with talent. And
yeah, you just want to say it's not so, Joe.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like, come on.
They failed to do so, and they are in the doldrums. Eddie, let's jump into baseball for a quick minute. The Phillies have figured out how to play baseball, and they took over first place in the East over the Mets. That's going to be a fun race to watch this entire season in the NL East. The Phillies versus the Mets. I don't know which one of them is going to come out on top. They're both in such different situations. The Mets just pieced together a really good team. The Phillies have had in place for a while a team that is looking like they should be winning the World Series. They've been once. Zach Wheeler came out recently and said the next year is his last year. So he's an ace right now. Bizarre to come out and say that. But maybe the writing on the wall in Philly is that this team is not going to be great forever. They're going to be paying a couple of those players for a long time to come. So they're hoping to have success
maybe
for a while.
Well, maybe Zach was giving you a heads up. Say, look, I'm tired of waiting. Let's get busy, guys.
Maybe. I don't know. Zach Wheeler, a guy who, you know, played a long time under the radar, wasn't great, wasn't bad, but then
he has Astros
and with the Mets, and he comes out and with the Mets and has a fantastic year, and then he signs with the Phillies and he's been their ace. I mean, he definitely has shown up for the Phillies, but they are not, they look like they were terrible in the beginning of this season. They've put it together. They're in first place in the East. The Mets look great.
They got
too.
Your Nationals boy in there. They took away from Washington.
Who's, are you talking about the Phillies or the Mets?
The Phillies.
They didn't take him away. It was addition
by
subtraction.
Well, the Mets got one too, so I mean, it's like, whatever.
Well, the Phillies actually have Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper, all former Nationals. The Mets have Juan Soto, but let me tell you, they didn't take Bryce Harper.
There's a hell of a team you gave up right there out of Washington. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Well, I'll tell you what. Bryce Harper and Bryce Harper left, and he has zero rings. And the Washington Nationals have won. So I would say the Nationals did quite well. And by the way, look out, because next season they are going to be in the hunt as well. That is a young team on the come up. Granted, you're speaking to a fan, but I'm telling you right now, they're going to do some stuff in the offseason, probably bring in an ace if Mackenzie Gore isn't already one. And the Nationals are ready to start competing.
All you millions of people listening to this Homer talk.
I admit it. I'm a Homer.
He got his damn chapstick out kissing that National ass. And I'm like going, come on, boy.
Hey, watch what happens. All I'm saying is watch what happens.
Hey, I want to talk about that Fernando.
Fernando Tatis is suing the big league advance to void a contract he signed as a 17-year-old.
Damn stupid ass lawyers.
Yeah.
Right? They did a deal. They probably didn't think he was going to be any good.
Yeah.
Because they took the $2 million and gave these guys 10%. That was highly illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's illegal, man, to do that. So then Fernando signs a 10-year, $300 and something million contract. and they get 10% of that. So that's some big money.
Yeah, well, when you put your signature on the dotted line, unfortunately, they got you over a barrel, and he's over a barrel. But he can afford.
But if you're making $300 million,
he can afford to sue.
$2 million.
he can afford to sue. So
yeah. Well, yeah,
he'll see you in court.
He can afford to break them with lawyers. Believe me.
Well, they've got $34 million out of that contract can cover a few lawyers.
No, he won't. He's not paying them.
Well, we'll see what happens.
The lawyers told him not to pay.
Good. Well, he's got some good lawyers and some shady lawyers.
But see, the damn lawyers got their cut out of that $2 million already.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got 33rd and a third. You know how those whore lawyers are. They want all the money.
Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton underwent successful Achilles surgery. He will be back. We were discussing this earlier, too. Will it be next season? Will it be the season after that? Doesn't matter. The Pacers will not be the same without him. So they are desperately waiting for his return. The game 7 of that finals was the most watched playoff game since 2019. That was Toronto and Golden State.
And I believe that some little bird called Jeffrey made the statement that, you know, these are small teams.
Yeah.
And the NBA really doesn't care about small teams. Well, they had to eat a bunch of crow right now. I mean, some of the best TV ratings they've ever had.
Listen, if you have
and I think that's because it proves that a small market team has an opportunity to win.
People watch compelling things, and game 7 of an NBA finals between two teams, and you don't know who's going to win game 7 attracts the eyes. People want to watch
a game.
What did
you say that people usually watch? Compelling things?
Yes.
I guess that's how come we got such high ratings on Mouthing Off.
You're damn right, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. And so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you believe that two-time Daytona 500 winner Michael Waltrip just bought into the Nashville Cats Arena Football League?
Yeah, I can. What do you spend? $30?
At least 35. Hey, he joined John Gruden,
yep,
and Jeff Fisher as owners.
That's an interesting trio. I understand fully why Jeff Fisher and John Gruden, who, by the way, the Grudens have been instrumental in the Arena Football League. That's where Jay got his comeuppance. He was a quarterback in Tampa. Then he was the head coach of Tampa. Then he was the head coach of the Orlando team. The Grudens are Arena Football League believers. Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, and they're Hooter lovers. You know, I don't understand. We need to put together a bunch of money and go buy Hooters.
Let's find out how much it costs. I'm willing to kick in pretty much every penny that I have.
Bankruptcy.
Well, yeah, but they're going into the kind of bankruptcy where they come out of it and they continue to be Hooters. They're basically shedding debt by going into bankruptcy. So,
well, they close the one in your town on I Drive and on Kirkman Road.
That's interesting. That, well,
and that's where I drank so many beers with them Gruden boys and LBV too.
I'm not getting any paychecks from Hooters yet because I haven't purchased it. So we're not talking about them anymore. If you have an arena football team in your area, they're very fun games to go. They used to be extremely fun for adults to go watch, but then they got a TV contract, which didn't last very long, and they decided to family it up. And it really took away from, it's the same thing as taking fighting out of hockey. It's the same thing as pitch clocks and DH in both leagues in baseball. They tried to please a larger audience and they wound up pleasing nobody. And arena football used to be an absolute insane
game. I remember game when I was living in Orlando. Remember, we were doing a show at Aspen.
I used to
at Disney. And it was a war on I-4. OJ Gruden was on the show all the damn time, remember?
I covered the Orlando Predators for a couple of seasons, and the coolest
Welcome
thing about
to the jungle. Remember, I hired all the damn the cheerleaders from the Predators, and they were the Mouthing Off six pack. They were folks, I just gotta tell you, nine and heavy change. That's all I need to say.
Yeah, I used to cover them, and by cover them, I mean I got a beer.
I tried to uncover them.
I had a beer, and I stood in the – they literally let us stand in the end zone and cover the game. We didn't have to sit in any press row. We didn't have to sit in any press seats. I stood in the end zone with a beer.
Drinking a beer.
And watched the Orlando Predators. It was an insane environment. It was a party. It was basically like a frat party on a Friday night. It was a lot of fun.
If you couldn't have fun at a Predator game, they need to bring it back.
It's not gone. What they need to do is go back to their roots. And I don't know if they have, and I haven't been to an arena game in a long time, but it was on Friday night and the beer was flowing. It wasn't a place to take your young children. It was a party they should have basically, actually, you know what? If anybody involved in the Arena Football League is listening right now, you should make it 18 and up. And go back to the roots of what it was. It was an absolute crazy experience.
You talk about fun. New Orleans showing boobs. Yes, man, you go to them Predators, man, it was like, woo.
That's a true statement. It was bizarre.
It was great. I mean, what a damn crowd. I mean, Orlando had a great crowd. Tampa had a great crowd. That war on I-4. Jay was a quarterback for Tampa for many years and then came over to Orlando.
Yeah, he was
a player coach.
He
won a couple of damn rings here.
Yep.
I mean, them Grudens have been in arena football forever.
Yeah, he was the quarterback for the Orlando Predators, and Fran Papasadero, rest in peace, was the coach. Fran tragically passed away very young, and Jay took over as a player coach, and the rest is history. Haven't been to a Predators game in a long time. Maybe I should go check it out. They were a lot of fun. Maybe they've gotten back to their roots.
Maybe
if they haven't,
Jay needs to come back to the Arena League.
Yeah, he's available. A judge urging a settlement in the NASCAR versus Front Row 2311 case. 36 chartered cars for the 40-car field each week. 2311 and Front Row are not recognized as chartered.
Well, you know what that means, don't you? The chartered guys are really kind of like you're a promoter in the old time in NWA. You were one of the boys. In other words, it didn't matter if you qualified or not with speed, you were going to make the top 40. You know what I mean? You'll be one of the 40 racing, no matter what you did. Front Row, Joe Nemechek and Michael Jordan have pissed off NASCAR. Well, sometimes you don't poke that bear. That judge in North Carolina is telling them two idiots that, look, you better settle this thing with NASCAR because NASCAR's NASCAR and you're not. Look, you ain't not going to go in there and disrupt that good old boy system ever.
No.
It's just going to keep going. And, you know, Nemechek knows better. Now he's getting a taste of it.
Well, the reality of it is that you have to be part of the squad. It's the same. It's the same thing,
yeah,
in golf.
It's no different than being a team member.
It's the same thing in golf. It's the same thing in every sport. The chartered cars are basically the franchisees of,
right,
NASCAR. But in golf, you can qualify to go in and play in some of these, like the open tournaments, but you can't play in all of the tournaments because that's kept for the people that are part of the PGA.
I don't have a problem with that.
No.
They have a problem because they don't want to play the game. You better play the game. You're not going to be in it.
The fact of the matter is that they can be and probably will be blackballed from being able to compete in NASCAR. I understand their point. They're trying to break it open for everybody, but that's not how this works, man. NASCAR owns
something.
Those things. They
Have
want-
you ever heard of a guy named Petty?
Yeah, I've heard
Richard
of
Richard Petty. Well, he tried that with Bill France Sr. He tried that to do the same thing these goofballs are doing now. Well, it didn't work out good for him.
He wrote some great songs.
And what
though.
He did was he had to bow down to the king, and it wasn't Richard. So he kissed and made up with NASCAR, and then boom, look at the career he had.
Yeah.
Instead of being an idiot. You're not going to bust NASCAR up. They got too much money. Even Michael Jordan doesn't have the money NASCAR does.
And by the way, Richard Petty was one of the most famous drivers still driving when he did that.
Yeah, he was young when he did that.
Yeah.
And he found out that, no, that ain't going to work.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys are basically saying, hey, we want our cars in, whether they deserve it or not. I mean, the rules are there.
Well, they got crap drivers, too. If you want to be chartered, play the game like every other owner and get chartered. Richard Childress has been chartered forever. And I mean, all these other 36 owners that are chartered, there's new guys and old guys. So if you're going to be in that kind of business, it's kind of like the wrestling business. You either go along to get along or get out.
Well, Michael Jordan has proven to be a terrible owner. He was an NBA franchise owner. He stunk at that. And now he's a NASCAR owner.
Oh, God, you can't win in Carolina. Besides Indiana, that's the home of basketball.
Yes, Charlotte. The Charlotte Hornets, I feel like, were thrown back decades by the Jordan influence there.
And that idiot got $3 billion for his stock.
Yeah. Well, he was a phenomenal basketball player. No amount of money.
Well, yeah, but $3 billion for a... I don't even want to say what kind of team it is.
Well, I think everybody knows without you saying it what they are.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, are they still the Hornets or they're the Bobcats now, right? What are the Charlotte team? What is the Charlotte team? Is the Charlotte Bobcats or the Hornets? I don't even know. That's how bad.
It's the Hornets.
The
Hornets. Yeah. And the Panthers. I don't know. They got something with cats. I mean, you know, their bus system in Charlotte's called the Cat.
Yeah,
they got some fetish with cats. and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Why am I thinking Bobcats? I can't put
That's
it together.
That's a hockey team, isn't it?
No, it was the Charlotte basketball team at one time, and I think they moved, and the Hornets were in New Orleans, and then the New Orleans Hornets moved to Charlotte. I don't remember what happened. I can't put it together with the Charlotte basketball team. You know why? Because they've been irrelevant since Larry Johnson played there, and he's more relevant as a New York Knick after he was a Charlotte whatever they were back in the day. So anyway, enough of them. WWE Night of Champions and SmackDown events in Riyadh will go on.
Yeah, they thought that they were going to... All these jock sniffers, they put out stuff that, oh, this is professional wrestling. They don't cancel anytime. They don't care if a war's going on or nothing. They're going to show up to get that money. Just remember that.
They send guys to North Korea.
They don't give a damn. If you're booked in Seoul, South Korea, they're going to be there.
I'm not talking about Seoul. Seoul, I'll go there. They sent guys to Pyongyang. They sent guys to North Korea. And it was miserable
experience.
I'll
shake that fat guy's hand and get his money. You know, that's what they say.
It's crazy. The Intercontinental Championship is pulled because of an inquiry into Dom Mysterio against AJ Styles.
I don't know how he got hurt, but whatever. It's like he can't function now because Liv Morgan's not there. She's hurt. And she's not telling him what to do. Isn't that bad?
It's bad.
You got some, you know, Liv Morgan, let me tell you, she's a great, great talent. Dominic Mysterio is not really that good. But Liv Morgan is a superstar, and in all phases of the game. Boy, I tell you, if I was in charge of getting talent for the AEW, I'd get that girl. I'd make her and Charlotte Flair the first $2 million women athletes in pro wrestling.
So John Cena versus CM Punk, that's the Night of Champions. Jacob Fatu against Solo Sikoa.
Well, Solo. They're all kin, you know, and
it's a small island.
Well, yeah, I guess. And so anyway, it's like Fatu is really good. Yeah. Jacob Fatu. Well, Solo's good. All them Samoan guys are really, really good. Those guys work very well, believe me.
And the finals of that show will be crowning the king and the queen of the ring.
Okay. And they always say for the first time. That's old wrestling crap. Let me tell you something. King Haku, you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Well, he was the first king ever crowned in the WWE, and the second was Harley Race. Okay, now how in the hell, boy, they sold a bill of goods to those Saudis, man. I guess the Saudis don't go back to the videotape. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what the hell are you doing, boy? Uh-oh, that's easy for this old ass-kissing son of a bitch I'm fixing to tell you about. Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone is so old, he creaks. I mean, he uses glue to hold his britches up. And let me tell you something. He's fat, and he's ugly, and he's old. And why AEW has an old, washed-up announcer like Tony Schiavone still attempting to announce when they had the guy that would have been great and is better than he is, but Tony Schiavone and that tired-ass Jim Ross, who stole the blind guy's territory, Leroy McGuirk. I'll never forget that. And they got Kevin Kelly fired because he was a better announcer than them. You know, shame on them. Tony Khan, grow your set of nuts and fire that son of a bitch and bring in Kevin Kelly and you'll have a better show.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Boy, it doesn't get better than us. And I want to give a shout out once again to our 6.5 million listeners each and every week on Mouthing Off All Over the World. And we are all over the world. And our hats off to our military, our guys who keep us safe 24/7.
I feel very safe, and it is because of the men and women who serve overseas. And right now, it's a sketchy time to be one of you guys, but keep your heads up, as you always do, and represent us well, as you always do, and we do appreciate you. Eddie, what a show. NFL, it still boggles my mind that we have enough to talk a whole segment and a half about the NFL in June, but we do, and
fire,
we did.
It's on fire, brother. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the NFL, it's on fire. I mean, that's all you can say. It's happening.
We didn't even get to talk about the fact that the Florida Panthers were celebrating their win, and they found out that the Edmonton Oilers had booked a sushi restaurant in Miami because they thought they were going to win and be spending the night there. But when they found that out, they bought all of the sushi from the sushi restaurant, so there would be no food for the Edmonton Oilers to soak their tears in.
Oh, that had to be the buddy of our show. The GM, Mr. Zito himself, had to buy all that because he's known for that, you know. He'll go in and say, hey, I got it. Don't you worry about it. You send that sushi to us. We know what to do with it.
And they also, as always seems to happen, broke Lord Stanley's cup. I'm glad that they have somebody that can fix it because it seems to be need to be fixed on a regular basis. You know, we're in Florida. They've had four of the last five or six Stanley Cups, and the first time
did
Tampa
won it.
Did
they break the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, it gets broken every time they're celebrating. It got dropped in the ocean.
They used it very well, those Panther guys. They drank like a fish in Miami, believe me, which is really cool.
The Lightning dropped it in the ocean. I mean, Lord Stanley's Cup has been through it, but I tell you what, man, every time I see it, it looks beautiful and shiny, and it is a really cool thing to see. The guy who carries it around is a really cool guy, but do not try to hoist it. Eddie, we got to run. Tell him goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover saying, see you next week.